155. Moving.
Okay, okay. Name the day and we'll move off the campus, Kelly groaned as she put her mystery novel down on the table. But you know that this dormitory is named after my father. They'll be hurt that I'm moving away. My goodness, you've got to nail colors to mass. Declare your independence. They'll get over it. Think of all the parties we can finally have in our own place, Jenny replied. And all the work, Kelly added. I moved away from home to not have to wash dishes, vacuum, and wash windows anymore. You know? You had to do chores at home? Jenny asked in surprise. I thought you were so rich. Didn't you have a maid? Yeah, but my parents were much less interested in having her do everything than in teaching me the value of hard work. Now, if we move out of the dorm, I'll have to do all of that work again. Oh, Kelly, come on. We'll do it all together. I even have a place nailed down. It's not much to look at with the naked eye, but it's great on the inside. All right, Kelly sighed. Move along. Let's start packing. Great. And don't worry. You'll see. We're moving on to bigger and better things, where we can move around and do whatever we want. And once we move into the place, we can have our first party with all the cute boys we know. Okay. Name names and I'll start moving faster, Kelly said with a smile.